Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. Project Baby can bring so many restrictions and I can't. So for me, I couldn't keep my phone in my pocket, I couldn't wear the pants I wanted, I couldn't cycle too much. There can be other things, you can't have drink, you can't have the coffee you want. And it can feel very frustrating, very restrictive and quite unfair. How can we let go of the negative connotation of these things, and how can we find more ease and flow on the journey and actually know it's all worth it and start to see things with more perspective and clarity? Well, that's what we're going to dive in and look at this week's episode. So let's dive in. This fertility journey, one of the things that comes more prevalent in our mind is the idea of I can't. There's so many things we shouldn't or can't do to try and maximize our chances of success. Whether it's I can't have my lovely coffees every day, I can't drink alcohol, I can't do this, I can't over-exercise. I can't eat this, I can't eat that. And it feels like we're denying ourselves so many things we enjoy in life, or just everyday pleasures or the simplicities of life. I know my experience is very minimal compared to a lot of my clients. And yeah, I couldn't drink much alcohol as I wanted. I didn't drink that much anyway, but it wasn't a big thing for me. I couldn't cycle. I used to love cycling, you know, quite a long way to work and back, and I was told to minimize the cycling I did. I had to change all my underwear. Not a big deal, but it's just a thing where it's amazing different areas of our lives are affected by Project Baby. I couldn't keep my phone in my pocket. Again, not a massive thing in the grand scheme of things, but again, it's just an annoyance, something else we do, we have to live with, change our habits, our lifestyle, our every way of doing things, and in denies and simple pleasures to focus on Project Baby. And of course, part of us thinks, yeah, but it'd be worth it in the end. It's such a small sacrifice for such a big thing. And yeah, that's true. In the grand scheme of things, it is a small sacrifice compared to, I guess, the prize, the dream, the wish, the thing you've been longing for so long. But on the flip side also, it's I think it's okay just to write it off as, oh, it's okay in the grand scheme of things, when actually it's sometimes a real pain, it's a real downer when everyone else seems to get on with their lives. Everyone else doesn't have to go through these sacrifices. And how come we do? How come we have to worry about what we eat and drink and can't have this and can't have that, and other people don't and seem to get pregnant really easily? And I guess that's what's underneath it, is the injustice of it. And this, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. And it does feel so unfair. And I think for me, I wasn't aware of that sense of injustice. And actually, it's true for other areas of life. I wasn't aware how I felt other people got things in life so much easier than me, even when it's the promotion or this or whatever it may be. The life felt harder for me. Even as a kid, I felt I had to work harder to get the exam grades other people got. I guess it goes back to, yeah, thinking I didn't deserve. I had to work harder. Life was different for me because home life was different. Having a mother who's an alcoholic, it's quite easy to compare my home life with my friends' home life, and they seem to have so much more fun as a family than we did. Yes, it's pretty underneath that kind of it's not fair and all the things we deny ourselves. But also there's a fear of regret. I know I threw myself into, I had a 4-month program to try and improve my fertility results, and I did everything in that 4 months. I really committed to it, really threw myself into it. And it was a fear of regret, a fear of what could have been, a fear of looking back and wish I'd tried this, or wish I'd done this, or wish I'd made more effort. And it's that fear of regret, it's that sense of knowing if the journey comes to an end, we want a sense of peace. We know we did everything we could. We don't want to feel that we were to blame in any way. And that's another fear of regret, that often drives this regimented way of being, of denying ourselves all the pleasures and simplicities in life, to avoid that fear of regret. And I think sometimes in life, not just on this fertility journey, in life as a whole, it's easy to see where we're not and where we are, and see where others are not and not where they are, and see in our life where we can't do things rather than where we can. I think we're quite often in our cultures not very good at gratitude and recognising the positives and creating positives from a situation and seeing it as an opportunity. It's very easy looking back, I know, in retrospect, having had our son, and seeing actually the gifts and the things I learnt in that journey, in by allowing myself to accept the journey and work with it. Amazing things happen psychologically and all sorts of things. And it's easy to say that, you know, expect hindsight, 20/20 vision. But I do think in our culture, I know personally, sometimes I can see where things are not going well rather than where things are going well. I can easily see where my wife isn't loving me the way I want her to love me, rather than seeing the way she is loving me. And I think in our life it's very easy to see the things we're denying ourselves, the things we can't do, rather than recognising the things are great in our life and counting our blessings in some way. But going back to that, you know, fear of being can't, I can't do this, I can't do this. I do think this is fed from fear. I'm not saying some of these things aren't good things to do. I think I said in the past, sometimes we become obsessive about, yeah, the fear of regret means we become obsessed about doing everything we can to improve our chances of success. And that's fear of failure, basically, that can drive that behaviour. Even giving up work, my wife gave up work, and clients sometimes give up work to minimise stress in their life, and that really can become a double-edged sword. It can actually create more stress because you're investing even more into the journey, you're giving up even more, and there's even more kind of, it's not fair, and yeah, sacrificing so much when other people don't seem to. So that can be a double-edged sword. So if you think about giving up work for your journey, reach out, let's have a conversation first to see whether it's really coming from your soul or coming from a place of fear. Yeah, it's this place of fear, this overthinking, this fear of failing, fear of not succeeding. It can often come from this fear of not being who you want to be, being the mother you want to be, and everything that brings. For me, it's about, I was chasing this feeling of home, whether it's, you know, a physical home, a family environment, it's creating a home for a family. But I was creating that feeling of home within me. The feeling of being safe, loved, nurtured, everything I wanted for my child, my children, everything I craved to bring into the world, that feeling of love and safety and home. I guess it's what I craved as a child, psychologically what I craved was that feeling of home that my friends seemed to have more than I did. Psychologically craving a place where you feel loved and welcomed and people interested in you, nurtured, relaxed, safe, can be a place where you can just be you without having to think about anything, where you know you're loved for who you are. There's no expectations, there's no second guessing, you can just relax and be in that sense of flow. And we tend to think home is a place, or should be a place, where we can do that. Should be the safest place in the world for us psychologically. But often, as children, it's not for whatever reason. It's really not. And I think sometimes we crave, I know I was craving that feeling of home. I wouldn't have articulated that way. If almost kind of the last few years I've realised that kind of language, where a lot of my life, even before the fertility journey, I was craving this feeling of home within me, knowing I was enough, knowing I was safe, even at work, constantly comparing myself to others and craving that feeling of just being able to get up and just relax and not even think about your performance, what people think about you, or going the extra mile, or caring too much. I used to care too much what people think. So I used to care too much about work. Create a feeling of just that sense of flow in life. Not caring too much about things because I cared too much what people thought, because deep down I thought my well-being, my okayness, my lovability was dependent on those things. Which comes back to home life, where when it feels like home, you can live inside out. You can know you're okay. Your environment is almost reflecting back this sense of, no, you are okay. When your environment doesn't reflect back that, you start to think you're not okay. And you start chasing everything you can to get that okay feeling within you. So I think this kind of a denial, this doing everything we can to improve our chance of success, which just leads to this sense of restriction and denial, which can be, yeah, can be kind of boring and be fed up. You can get easily get fed up with that, and it can be that sense of it's not fair. I do believe it comes from that fear of not feeling home, just a place where you can be you. I don't know if I've shared this analogy before, but I think for years I wasn't aware of this kind of metaphor. But looking back, I can see I felt like life was a maze, and I'm trying to get to the middle of the maze, and the middle of the maze was home. The middle of the maze was a feeling of being okay, safe, loved, complete. That ease and flow to life, an ease and flow to a purposeful life. And I was trying to work out the way to that place of home, what I needed to do to get there, whether it's the exams, the degree, the career, the wife, the house, the family, the baby. Constantly working out the next turning I needed to take, or the next thing I needed to move me closer to that feeling, that place in the middle of home. And I realised actually, we're born with that feeling within us. We are born with that feeling of home. That's why toddlers just have that feeling of being okay innately. Babies just are born into that place when their physical needs are met. They're just okay. They're just okay. They're not thinking they did anything psychologically to be okay. They're not comparing themselves to others. They don't feel it's not fair. They're just in a place of okayness, well-being, like a place of home. Just they know they're okay. It's an innate part of us. It's who we are. It's actually our true identity. But I say, as we go through life, the environment around us, in different situations, we can start to pick up outside-in thinking that things our sense of okayness is dependent on what people think of us. It can become like a contaminated thinking that drowns out this sense of home within us. And I think the more we allow ourselves to be in that sense of home, even now, the more we see through the illusion of the contaminated thinking, the more we know we're okay in this moment, that's who we are, then having the baby shifts from being that psychological need to being a desire, to being a desire. I think that feeling of home is a place of love for ourselves, love for others. It's a state of being rather than looking into the outside world. It's a state of being within us. It's a place of love rather than a place of fear. It's a place of desire, thinking we'd like these things. It's a baby or a house, the car. Well, it's okay to have this. It's okay to have these things. It's okay to desire nice things and things you enjoy, experiences you enjoy. But it doesn't become a need. It's something we need to have to be okay on the inside. It's something we create from the inside out. Something, that feeling of home, is creating that container you want to bring your family into. It's creating that family home container from the inside out, recognizing that it's within you now. It might be very buried, You may find it hard to believe it, so I just couldn't believe it was within me. But it really is. It really is. The more we slow down our thinking, the more we come back to the here and now, the more we just be. This feeling of home is within us. It's the space below our thinking. It's the space between our thoughts. It's the space we may get glimpses of in moments of quiet. And that's who you really are. We're only ever one thought away from being in that space. And for me, that's a space where we can see things with perspective and clarity. We can make inspired decisions about what to cut out and what not to cut out in our diet and our lifestyle. But it feels okay to do it from that space. It doesn't feel we're denying ourselves. It feels like we're creating from a place of inspiration, from a place of love. It's from a place of resourcefulness, well-being. It's a place of gratitude. It's a place of creation. It's a place where when something goes wrong in life, it's stuck in traffic. It's a place that sees the positive in those moments, creates something from those moments, whether it's a time just to sit and be and reflect, or time to listen to some music we don't get time to listen to, or an audio book. I very much, again, was in a place of it's not fair, thinking the world was against me if I was stuck in traffic, thinking of the negative aspects of that, what it means from a negative perspective, rather than actually allowing myself to see it from a positive perspective. What can I create from this? And you can only do that when you know you're okay. When I know that, okay, if I'm going to be late to the appointment I'm going to, that's okay. I'm not a bad or wrong person. We'll work it out. It's okay. There's no sense, no measure of my okayness, my worthiness, my sense of who I am. And the more we live from that place of I'm okay, then we can allow the bumps on the road along the way. We can see positives from them. We can create from them. We can ride the waves of the stuff that happens in life from a far more resourced place. And on this fertility journey, we can take inspired action to what we can do to live from the healthiest physical and psychological space for us and our future babies. So when you notice you're in that place of I can't or I should do this, just notice your language. Notice the can'ts or the shoulds. They're judgments. Judgments are not a place of love. Judgments are a place from fear. Almost love is an absence of judgment. We love someone, you don't judge them. You love them unconditionally. Doesn't mean have kind of boundaries to protect yourself. But there's no judgments. It just is what it is, and you work through that from a resourced place, a place of love for yourself and love for others. So just notice where you're judging yourself, where you're judging your experience, when you're judging your circumstances. It's a sign where you've dropped out your true sense of self. You've gone to a place of fear, the learned behavior. Just take a breath. Allow yourself to come back into the here and now. You might get a glimpse of that space between thoughts, the space below thoughts, the space where you know you're okay, because you are okay. It's your state of being. I am okay. It's who you are. Nothing can change that. No one can take it away from you. No one can contaminate that. It's your core. It's who you are. It's how you came into the world. My wish for you is you begin to see that more within yourself on this journey. To allow yourself to be nurtured by yourself, by this energy of life. To be supported, to be held, and to be resourced. And resourced to take inspired action. It doesn't feel like denial. It feels like growth. It feels inspiring. Just notice the shoulds, notice the can'ts. Their judgments. And it is tough. I'm not saying it's easy. This is where self-love and self-compassion comes in. then it is tough. But that place within you is a place of love for yourself. So allow yourself to receive that love from within you and the energy of life. Because it's got your back. Because it loves you. Because you're worth it.